Hello, this is Fabian Christensen from Posset's Perfumes, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about the portraits and perfumes that I painted of all the major characters in Dark Matter. One thing that I was very much aware of when I made up the Dark Matter perfumes was that the perfumes had to match the story, and I wanted to make sure that I kept true to the spirit and the reality of Victorian perfumes. Victorian perfumes were very different than what we have today. There were, of course, no artificial ingredients because they didn't have any. And Victorian perfumes were generally thicker, very strong, and somewhat brown because they were made with natural ingredients. And there was a brown part to the fragrance that you could smell when you smell a Victorian perfume. So knowing that, keeping that in mind, of the characters in Dark Matter, I tried to match each one of the characters with their fragrance, which gave a good portrayal of their personality while still making it seem like it was something that could have come out of a Victorian perfume bottle. So, for instance, Isabella. Isabella is about roses and honey and sweetness and golden yellow light, but there's also this very animalic part to Isabella. Isabella can't help herself. She's just a very, very alluring woman. She's extremely sexual. She is conflicted about that in a time where women were not really allowed to be sexual in the Victorian era, at least in public. And so she's just one of these women that's like a pot full of honey that's walking down the street. Men can't keep away from her. And then there's Stuart. And Stuart is trying so desperately hard to keep himself wired into the good, responsible section of Victorian society, and he can't help himself. He is just overwhelmed with his own emotions in all directions. I mean, he goes after Marion, he goes after Isabella, he becomes depressed at times, and I always think of Stuart as being a tremendously academic sort, and so I have paired him with a lot of woody fragrances, sort of a mahogany wood fragrance, which just screams interiors of fabulous old academic institutions. Marion, on the other hand, is ultra ladylike and a bit buttoned up, but she's the sort of a girl that you look at her, if you're a man, and you say, oh, if I only could get her alone, my God, she'd be a wild woman. And so I tried to make her perfume that way, too, but it's not as animalic and it's not as strong, deep bass note floral as Isabella. It's much lighter and more like a carnation and less like a rose. Of course, Betsy. Now, Betsy's a different story altogether. Betsy is such a flat-out, larger-than-life English woman, and I try to give her everything that you imagine. A fine, bumptious, clever, wonderful, repressed, gorgeous English woman would be in 1848. And so she's just dripping with butter and brown sugar and resins and a bit of spice, and it's the sort of a thing that you really can't get out of your mind. She's there, and she's all around you, and when she's in a room, you don't even look at anybody else. Unless, of course, Isabella's in the same room. And finally, I'll talk just for a moment about the Queen. Now, what on earth would Victoria have smelled like? Well, this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to paint a portrait of Queen Victoria in fragrance, and I couldn't help myself. I had to go for the obvious, the one thing that anybody would do, and that is to make the entire British Empire come alive in a bottle. And every part of the British Empire has something about it that smells terrific. Of course, there's India, there's England, as just about every other part of the entire mix. And so I tried to put all that in the bottle, and it was just fantastic. It was gorgeous, it was glorious, and I was so pleased that I could do something like that. So this is Fabian Christensen, and this is my podcast, and I hope you're enjoying Dark Matter. I certainly am. I'm having a ball with it. And please come and visit me on Posset.com. Thank you.